Welcome to the conversation on this giant floating rock with your host Caleb
and Cyrus.
And today what we're going to be talking about is the lack of communication just amongst, you know, society in general. We feel as though this is not an issue that is taken seriously enough based on the negative effects that can present themselves from lack of communication. So we're gonna get into that today. Cyrus, what are your thoughts on lack of communication amongst human beings in this society? I was trying to be like fancy with it. I was trying to think of another word for Earth, but it's cool.
Planet. This heavenly body.
This cellular. I don't know. Hey, man.
You should have called it a heavenly body. That's what scientists call planets.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, heavenly bodies.
Wow. Hey, man. You learn something new every day. Everyone needs to start referring to the Earth as a heavenly body. So that's big facts. That's my tip for the day. But Cyrus, how do you think the communication amongst human beings, like face-to-face communication, where do you think that stands right now in a society where we are so technologically advanced?
I think we are definitely, like, our social cues and ability to pick up on body language as well as social cues is degrading. I just kind of messed up that word, but it's all good. You know what I mean? But it's degrading. There we go. So, I mean, that's a serious problem because we're losing the one thing that makes us unique as an animal, to be able to socially relate to each other. And I feel like losing that face-to-face communication path, you also lose a lot of empathy. And I think this is one of those times that we need more empathy than ever. So I think it's important to remember how to communicate to each other face-to-face in spite of this technological overload.
No, that is facts. And it's funny that you said we're losing or slowly losing the ability to read social cues and body language and things like that, because when you're texting someone or, you know, you post something on social media, there's a lot of subcommunication that gets completely lost. You know, if you text me, "Hey, what's up?" I can perceive it as, you know, you're just saying, "Hey, what's up?" Or I could perceive it as, you know, however I'm feeling in that moment, because I don't know the subcommunication behind that text. You see, like, yeah. I don't true like there was no face-to-face communication. I couldn't tell your body language, your tone of voice, you know, the eye contact, just little things that subcommunicate the actual intent of someone's words gets lost over communicating through technology, whether it be text, email, this, that, and the third. So I feel like we kind of don't really look for them as much in the real world. Because we're not constantly having to read for those.
Desensitized to
it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I would definitely agree with that.
I don't think that's it either. I mean, I think it's also partially like you can see it on social media too. Like when people try to have debates on social media, I think a lot of the debates are lost, and just the confusion comes from people not knowing which words to emphasize. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when somebody's typing up a message, they might be putting emphasis on different things than what the reader is emphasizing. So then you end up having a debate about the use of words, and you've lost, you know, sight of the actual debate about, well, what problem are we trying to solve? Who are we trying to help? And now we're having, you know, a bunch of debates between grammar Nazis. So
right. And see, that's the thing. I feel like the fact that it's not face-to-face leaves it open for interpretation however you want to perceive it. So there's no real way to truly convey yourself over, you know, whether it be social media or whether it be texting or whatever, I feel like you don't really, you're playing a game. Or like it's very up in the air, because you can say something 1,000 different ways and mean 1,000 different things with one phrase. So if you're not looking for those cues and, like I said, trying to find that underlying intent of those words, then you're just going to take it however you perceive it. And that's based off of experiences that you've gone through your life and the values that you have and what you know as a person. So then it kind of takes away from what that person was trying to actually convey. And I feel like that is what causes, like you said, you know, a lot of the confusion and a lot of people like taking sides and kind of getting defensive and argumentative in a manner where it's not very beneficial to either party, because neither of the parties understand where the other person is coming from, because we're just facts. Reading words.
Facts. I think another part of it is like people have turned communication into a competition, man. Like, I think we're applying competition to too many things. Like, I feel like when people are having conversation now, they want to win their side. They want to prove their point so bad, and they want to be right so bad and make the other person wrong that they don't even want to hear what someone else has to say. Like, every discussion doesn't have to be a right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just have to, you're talking to hear somebody's point of view, to hear what somebody thinks. You know, it's you're hearing another perspective, another side of, or an opinion. So we got to stop trying to compete so much in conversation and just take some time to just listen, man, like, and appreciate other people's experiences, because everybody does not live your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's good. Everybody shouldn't want to live the same life. We have to have different experiences to have different approaches to different problems. So stop trying to compete with everybody, and let's just sit down and enjoy the time that we have, because that's all that we have.
Wise words from Sci-Fi. So just to kind of throw some evidence into, I guess, our argument. I don't know if this is really an argument. It's more so just like a conversation. But just to kind of let you guys know some statistical evidence based on technology's impact with human interaction. The U.S. Census has reported that 76% of households have had a computer in 2011. Now, they compared that back in 1984, and only 8% of households had computers. So in less than 30 years, and I know that sounds like it's a long time, but it's really not a long time. But in less than 30 years, we've pretty much made a complete societal shift and a complete dynamic. The entire dynamic of how society functions has completely changed in less than 30 years due to technology.
We're going from Flintstones to Jetsons very fast.
Yes. In other words. Yes. Hey, that's a perfect way to put it. We've literally transitioned from Flintstones to Jetsons very quickly. Very, very quickly. They also report that in 2013, 90% of American adults had a cell phone of some kind. And for people under the age of 44, the number was closer to 97%. So since 2013, which is 5 years ago, almost six, over half of the American adult population has had a cell phone. That means that this has now become an integral part of our everyday lives.
A part of us, an extension of our human life.
Exactly, an extension of our, I'd even go as far to say an extension of our identities.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I feel like this has happened so rapidly and so fast that we haven't even had the chance to really sit back and look at it. We've kind of just been moving along with it as it's been increasingly advancing and increasingly improving. So we don't even really take the time to sit down and catch up with what the hell is actually going on.
Yeah, and we're not asking enough questions. Sorry to interrupt you, but like, this is something very important, because I really agree with the thing that you just said. Like, we're not even asking if the companies making these products are making safe products. Like, safe products, and is this socially safe? Is this physically safe? These things emit radiation, and we're just like, yeah, man, let's put this in our pocket right next to our genitals. Like, you know,
right.
That's a whole nother topic. But,
yeah,
I mean, even the social damage that these things cause, we're just throwing them, lobbing them into society, and we're like, test it out. Let's see how this works. So, I mean, think about that. We've got to ask questions about the things that change the fabric of our reality and how we interact with each other.
And that's all a byproduct of what? A lack of communication.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of the driving point that of this episode that we wanted you guys to really hone in on, was to just take the time to actually communicate with another human being as another human being. Don't
face to face.
Yes, face to face. Don't try to, you know, because I know me personally, I can get into the mode where I'll use my phone as a crutch. You know, I'll walk into a classroom, everyone will be silent. And initially, I want to say, hey, let me start a conversation with somebody. But then that groupthink peer pressure just kind of puts you into that mode where it's like, hey, let me just get on my phone, too. It's the easy thing to do. But I think what we need to start doing as a society is taking the initiative to actually, you know, communicate with somebody. It could be something as simple as, hey, how's your day going? You know, or something as simple as, hey, what homework do we have due for this week, or anything. You know, it can be something super, super simple, but just starting that conversation and actually being engaged with another person face to face and having that human connection without the presence of any technology really changes how you're going to view, you know, social interactions and how well you are able to read social cues and body language and subcommunication and all of that good stuff that gets really lost in a lot of technological communications.
Communication is a skill. It's just like anything else. You have to practice to get good at it. The less you practice, the less good you're going to be at it. So get out there and crack some jokes, people. Stop being so serious, man. Like, go up to somebody and say, you dropped your pocket, and see what they do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just have fun, bro. You get one life. Like, live it. Crack some jokes. You know, be funny.
Really, definitely.
That jokes are the best way to break down people's evil barriers. I know everybody be looking angry. I live in the DMV. All you have to do is get on the metro and you'll be like, whoa, these people all look like they're gonna shoot somebody. Yeah, 100%. But if you crack some jokes, man, everybody will start smiling. And that's how you break the barrier down. Just try to bring joy into your own and everybody's life around you.
I like that.
Happiness is contagious. You got to spread it.
Hey, man, law of transference. You literally, and it's funny, I can't remember what specific book this is from. When I find it, I'll have to like put it in the description of this episode. But the law of transference basically is the idea that whatever emotions and whatever energy you're feeling, you're projecting that onto other people as you interact with other people. So if you yourself feel good on the inside and you feel like cracking jokes and you want to have fun, you can transfer that onto other people, although they might not seem as though they want to be approached or they want to be talked to or opened or things like that. If you already have that good energy within you, it's basically just like saying, here, I'm gonna give you some of my good vibes to brighten up your day. So that's another way to look at it when it comes to making those social interactions with people. But yeah, the main thing, you know, just stop using your phone as a crutch. I know we all do it, so there's no shame in it. Everyone does it. Yeah, just think about what else could I be doing other than scrolling through Instagram or scrolling through Twitter or, you know, just going through my phone, wasting time essentially. And I mean, it's not always wasting time whenever you're on social media. Sometimes you hear good information. Sometimes you see funny stuff. Sometimes you connect with people that you otherwise would not have been able to. But there's a balance. And I feel like we need to try to find our balance and lean more towards human interaction and in-person interaction, and value that more than interactions through technologies. Because at the end of the day, the human interactions are what's going to provide you with more of a sense of empathy, more of a sense of compassion, more of an open mind, as opposed to, reading things on Twitter or reading things on Facebook where they might not align with your values. But yeah, just that's all I have to say, to be honest.
Yeah, I was just gonna finish out with saying, man, like, have some real conversation too, man. Like, there are 7 billion people on this planet and growing. I'm taking a good little shot in the dark there. I think it's 7 billion. So that is 7 billion different stories to learn about, bro. Like, all that stuff on social media for the most part is like surface level fake conversation. Like, stuff I post on social media is, dang, I'm hungry. Like, nobody cares, bruh. Like, walk up to somebody and ask them like about their childhood. I mean, not off rip, that might be a little bit wild, but like, how was your childhood?
Don't be weird.
I mean, be weird, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to be weird. Not too crazy, but you never know. Just have fun, because being weird is fun, man. Like, just go out and try to facilitate some real stuff. Try to learn about other people's lives, because everybody has a million-dollar story that just is their life, because everybody's going through this journey differently. So just try to hear as many as you can, bro. I feel like the older I get, the more people I talk to, I'm like, dang, there are really people living wild out here, bro. I'm not doing much, but some other people are having fun, bro. Like, just take the time to hear about what kind of fun other people are having. It will truly inspire you to do more.
And with that said, the conversation on this giant floating rock has come to a close. We just want you guys to go out there, talk to people, make new connections, live your best life, be the reason why someone smiles today. And yeah, we'll catch you guys on the next episode of the Think Deeper podcast.
We out.